哋要乜嘢？
提高最低工资。
The chants are multilingual.
提高最低工资。
几时要？
而家。
But the chants all mean the same thing.
When we want a real minimum wage increase. When we want it.
No.
The minimum wage bill brought a coalition of workers' rights groups to Governor Andrew Cuomo's office at 3rd Avenue and 40th Street in Manhattan. They say the bill is not a win for low-wage workers. The bill, which increases the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $8 and then to $9 an hour over 3 years, is so upsetting, says Joanne Lum, with the mobilization against sweatshops. She says instead of raising conditions, it pushes down conditions for many people, because not only is there no indexing for inflation, but hundreds of thousands of tipped employees are excluded from the bill.
They don't get an increase in the minimum wage either, and we feel like this is discriminatory because many are women, 72% are women, many are immigrants, many are people of color.
We heard from a dim sum maker here.
Yes, there was a dim sum worker who said that, you know, she makes like just barely the minimum wage with the tips included right now, and she can't support her family. So tipped workers,need an increase as well as everybody else, a real increase.
Lum says instead of putting money into enforcement of labor laws, Governor Cuomo committed millions of dollars to help employers and corporations by giving subsidies, taxpayer money to encourage employers to hire young workers between the ages of 16 and 19 years old, even though 90% of low-wage workers are 20 years old or older.
What this means is that it's going to pit older workers against younger workers. It's also going to put a cap on wages for these young workers, for the companies to be able to get this subsidy.
So it's companies like Walmart and McDonald's that are going to be getting state money.
Exactly, because especially these corporations, because they employ so many employees and many are younger people. And so they say that this law can also be taken advantage by not just the corporations, but even utilities like Verizon, even banks and insurance companies. So this is another bailout.
Domino's Pizza, que es una compañía muy grande, no hicieron investigación correcta. Entonces,
It's workers like Carlos Rodriguez Herrera who are being cheated. He was a bicycle delivery worker for Domino's Pizza, working 65 hours a week for 45 hours pay at $4.40 an hour. David Orenia is with the Workplace Justice Project of MFY Legal Services.
That is very typical and endemic of food workers and low-wage workers across New York City. Typically, workers will get paid a flat salary per week and work enough hours that whatever the salary is that they earn actually means that their hourly wage rate is below what employers are mandated to pay under the law, which is $7.25 an hour currently.
Not only was Carlos fired for speaking out, but when he filed a complaint, he waited 2 years to be heard and received only $365 in compensation.
Carlos's case is I think, symbolic of what a lot of low-wage workers face, especially in the food industry, where workers are expected to accept what they think is a reasonable amount of pay per week. But in fact, when you look at it from an hourly wage rate perspective, turns out to be a violation of the minimum wage laws.
And that's one of the reasons David Kolodny from the Community Development Project at the Urban Justice Center says the Coalition for a Real Minimum Wage Increase filed a Freedom of Information request. It requires the Department of Labor to release records to explain what they've been doing to enforce labor laws over the last several years.
Why they have such a backlog of cases, what resources they're devoting to enforcing the labor laws, and what they plan to do to clear the backlog of cases and enforce the labor laws effectively. And we expect a full response, as is required under the Freedom of Information Law.
And how widespread is the backlog?
Well, we've heard from Department of Labor officials that there are over 15,000 open cases right now, which is really astounding. and that for many workers, it takes more than 2 years before they complete investigations. Even for claims where they assess penalties and ask employers to pay unpaid wages, a lot of times the employers don't pay, and the Department of Labor, unfortunately, doesn't have the resources to collect all of those judgments. So it's a real problem. Workers are waiting years to get paid, if they get paid. It's really, unfortunately, a broken system.
Leah Geronimo with the National Mobilization Against Sweatshops says the minimum wage bill divides workers and that Governor Andrew Cuomo should know better.
There are a lot of people who, you know, don't have, who have gone to the Department of Labor, who have tried to fight for their cases, whether it was hours that were stolen from them or overtime pay that was taken from them. And this mayor, this governor, and this administration is saying that the Department of Labor doesn't have enough resources. They're saying that the Attorney General doesn't have enough resources. So instead of giving all these millions of dollars in corporate subsidies to these corporations that are going to make millions and millions of dollars, give it to these agencies so they can enforce the labor law, so people could actually work 40 hours a week, not forced overtime or underemployment.
The Reverend Dr. Robert Brashear is with the West Park Presbyterian Church.
We need to be able to hold our people who are our stewards in terms of how things are run and taken care of. We need to make them accountable, regardless of whether the Republicans or Democrats or whatever. They need to be held accountable to obey the law and to see that there's justice. And this whole business with the minimum wage right now is absolutely crazy. To think that $9 an hour and you can exclude people on tips, it's simply not moral, it's not just. And people of faith need to be able to stand up and say, regardless of what faith we come from, the God we worship says that this is no good and can't be.
The Sweatshop Coalition and the Coalition for a Real Minimum Wage Increase says if there are no changes, they will be back in front of Governor Cuomo's office next month and will continue to stand for workers and tell the stories of worker abuse until equitable laws and practices are in place. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.